Blog Talk Radio.
Another show for y'all. For those who are still in that mindset of it's 2019, the year isn't over yet, we have yet another example to prove that is true. 646-652-4479 is the number if you choose to call in tonight to get to talk to our guests. This is a young man who, based in Atlanta, has decided to pursue modeling and acting or modeling, whichever comes first. And in the city of Atlanta, we know what it is now. Over the last 5 to 6 years, Atlanta has definitely turned into a worldwide city in regards to the entertainment business. And it is not easy. There's a lot of perseverance, a lot of difficult times, a lot of obstacles, but there's a lot of success for a lot of people who choose to work hard. So tonight we're going to talk about how do you find out if you want to support somebody. You have to either read about them, watch them, or hear about them. Tonight, you're going to get to listen to a young man that is working on his goals, as I mentioned earlier, related to both modeling and acting. Mattson Russell is based in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to learn about where he is from, how he began as a talent, his goals, and much more. So tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to follow the Instagram and Facebook page for IMTN Worldwide Radio. And we're going to go ahead and get into the show now. Mattson, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Welcome you in properly here. All right, so we have a lot to discuss, but first and foremost, go ahead and tell the audience exactly where you are from. Where are you from, and where did you grow up?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I was raised and born in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was born at Georgia Baptist Hospital in downtown Atlanta.
Man, you're in Atlanta then. Okay, I hear you. So you have those roots. So you're one of the few, the few and only who's really from Atlanta. Cool. All right. So tell us. Okay. So most people have some kind of a story as far as, you know, growing up and everything like that. So, you know, you're younger than most as far as my audience goes. So tell us what it was like for you growing up in Atlanta, because for others it's definitely different. So how was it growing up in Atlanta for you?
I could say that, you know, Atlanta, I go out to say Atlanta was, you know, was home for me because I was born and raised in Atlanta throughout my life. So, you know, I mean, I love Atlanta, and, you know, that's about it.
Okay, so now you're going to make me dig now, man. So, okay, so school, we could either go to school, you know, education-wise, you know, what was it like growing up in the school system of Atlanta when you were growing up as a young man? What was it like? What did you like to do while you were as a young, because you weren't always this age, man. So that's what I'm trying to get a little bit of a feel so people can kind of learn a little bit more about you. What did you like to do back in the day? So your back in the day is different from my back in the day. We are way apart. So give us a little bit of an idea of what it was like growing up in Atlanta as a young kid. What did you like to do? Where did you like to go?
What? As I was small, I loved to go to school. I loved to go to school, and you know, when I was in school, I met A's and B's, and you know, when I was in middle school, I did I did track, and you know, and when I was in high school, I did track, and you know, and basically, and when I was in elementary, I played baseball from fourth grade up to fifth grade.
Okay, you're a little bit of an athlete there. I hear you. Okay, so growing up, now let me ask you this: now, did you go to college? Did you go to any? You know, we got like a billion colleges in Atlanta. Did you go to any of the schools, or do you currently go to college now?
Well, I'm not in college, but I actually went to a school. A school that's called Barragán Modeling Acting. Basically, they'll teach you about acting and modeling, you know, and modeling. So, you know, they taught me a whole lot about, you know, about acting and, you know, how, you know, how to read the lines and all type of stuff. And same thing for, you know, modeling, you know, how to walk the fashion show, how to walk and all type of stuff.
Okay. So since we're kind of segueing into that, so let me ask you this question then. In your view, in your mind, what makes modeling and what makes acting something that even interests you in the first place? What is it about those two things that makes you want to try to do it? Because, again, like I mentioned in the intro, it's not easy to do. So what is it that makes you even want to try it?
When I was like 4 years old, my first gig was being in a play at my church, and you know I played Shackles of the Zoo, and I played as a slave, and I was like 4 years old. But when I first did that, I knew that I wanted to become an actor.
Wow.
My first fashion show was in high school. So when I did the fashion show, I knew that I wanted to become a model because I love taking pictures and I love being in front of the camera and all that type of stuff.
Okay, there's an honest answer right there. There's nothing wrong with that, man, so for sure. Now, one thing I will mention just to our audience, and thanks for everybody who's listening so far, make sure you tell others about the show that's on air. Right now, we're live, 646-652-4479. If you happen to know Matt, then call in and say, what's up? Even at a younger age, even more so now so than ever, like back in the day, you know, you always hear about, you know, kid actors, you know, they start off when they're, you know, 4 or 5 years old, 6 years old. And then when they get older, they kind of pan out and, you know, they're not interested anymore. And then when they kind of grow up, then they try to get back into it. You know, it's different for everybody, of course. But the bug is there for a lot of people because a lot of it is you like to be in front of the camera. You like to get the attention that comes with that. The other part of that is, though, there's a lot of pressure, though. Right. You know, because, you know, when you're in front of the camera, you kind of have to be doing it right. Right. So let me ask you this. With modeling, let's talk about modeling a little bit. Whether it be fashion or like fashion runway or fashion in general, is there anything in particular that like an aspect of modeling that you enjoy more than another? Where do you see yourself as a model over the next few years?
I love to do the runway, and I can see myself maybe in Paris or France or Japan or New York.
Okay.
Just because you know I love to travel, so you know I love to be in front of the camera. I love to walk the runway. I love to, you know, I love to do what I like to do.
Okay. Mad traveler, I hear you, Matt. So your man said Japan. All right. So, but see, here's, you know, the reason I mess with you about that a little bit is you got to know. You know, eventually you have, I actually mentioned this on the video earlier, eventually you have to be that person to be like, I can do it. I want to do it.
Yeah.
And you're willing to tell everybody, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So let's talk about acting a little bit. Now, at 4 years old, you were on your first stage. Okay. Now, you obviously remember it because, hey, guess what? You're not that far away from 4 years old. Come on.
Yeah.
Right? But.
Yeah.
But you knew it's something that you wanted to do, right? So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Acting wise, now, as you got older, were there actors that you saw that you started saying, okay, I would not, you know, of course, you never want to copy anybody, but were there actors that you know, we all have our, you know, mentors or people we would like to look up to or mimic a little bit. Who were those people for you?
Denzel Washington, Will Smith, and Martin Lawrence.
Okay, Martin. Okay, wait a minute now. So you think you're funny?
A little funny.
A little funny. Gotcha. But yeah, Denzel, Will Smith. All of us, you know, we've been watching Denzel for years. You know, some of us, you know, like me, I'm a little bit older, so I've seen young Denzel. You know. But Denzel, he's made a whole career. And what I've told people also is, like, with acting, that's something you can literally do forever. And if you stay in halfway decent shape, you could do it after forever too, right? So that's definitely a good example as far as his being able to branch out. Plus, you know, he's doing the stage, right? He's not just doing it on film. He's doing it on the stage. That's longevity right there. Because, again, a lot of people forget, it's a lot of pressure to do that on stage because that's live. There's no do-overs, no take-backs or anything like that. That is literally, you have lines, it's scripted, but it's still really on the fly, right? And actually, speaking of that, don't you have something coming up this weekend?
I do. Actually, I'm actually in a gospel stage play that's called Love and Happiness, and I perform on this Saturday coming up in Lithonia, Georgia.
Wow, you gotta be excited about that, right?
I am. I'm very excited. I'm ready.
ready? Okay.
To do this. Yes.
Now, is this the first one you've? Now, let me ask you. So, let's talk a little bit more about your acting. So, like, what things have you done? Is this, like, the first stage play you've done as far as in Atlanta? Have you done any other projects? Tell us a little bit about your acting in Atlanta so far.
This is not my first stage play. This is going to be my third play I was in. I actually did a film. It was a short film. I think it was back in 2012, and I play as a drug dealer. And I did another film, a short film, and I play as a pizza guy. And both of them films are on YouTube.
Okay, all right. So, what kind of character do you think you would like to play? Like, because you know you have people who nowadays you can make a whole career based off a certain type of character. You hear that word typecast sometimes. There's nothing wrong being typecast if you're making money. So is it a particular type of character that you think would be in line with who you are, or do you want to be as flexible as possible and play multiple roles?
I want to play all type of roles. Because, you know, I've always played the drug dealer, the pizza guy, the friend. I just want to play all type of roles. And I'm not scared to play all type of roles.
There it is. Now, see, and you said it again. Again, you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to put yourself out there. You have to want to show people that you have some skills and abilities. Otherwise, they'll assume that you like to do those other things, right? Over a period of time. Exactly. So that's good to hear you say that. And again, this is one of the reasons why we're putting you on the radio tonight, so people will know those things in the future. Back to the modeling side of things, where do you perceive yourself? You said you want to do some traveling, but is there a specific with modeling, of course, it all comes down to branding lots of times. You're representing a company of some sort, a clothing line or idea or a product or a service. Have there been some that you thought about to say you've seen it in a magazine, or you see it on TV or whatever, that you could do it? Have you thought about that? Like, what kind of brands or companies would you like to represent down the line?
I would say I could say this. I do want myself to be in the magazine, be on you know, the big poster, you know, the billboard, and you know, just to get myself out there. But I always dream of having myself in the magazine. And, you know, mm-hmm. have my face, you know, in the magazine. So if anybody can see myself in the magazine, I can tell them, well, hey, that's me. I'm in the magazine. I can show them that I'm in the magazine.
Exactly. And sometime next year, you're actually going to be in a fashion show. Tell us a little bit about that so far.
I'm going to be in a fashion show in Virginia, and we actually started rehearsing, but I'm really excited about that, because you know I love to do the fashion show, I love mm-hmm. to walk the runway, and I love to, you know, I just love to have fun and just, you know, and pursue my dreams and go. But I'm really excited about, you know, about going to Virginia and, you know, about going to Virginia, you know, and walking the runway.
Okay. And that particular fashion show, y'all, is going to be for the J. Clark collection. Make sure you hit her up on Instagram, _, J. Clark, _. Hit her up. Make sure you let her know that IMTN Worldwide Radio sent you over there. Another thing with just talent in general that I want to just kind of bring out is that you have to be dedicated. Now, one of the things that, because we actually just had a photo shoot most recently, myself and Mattson, tell us a little bit about your photo shoot, because there was one thing that you mentioned to me. I can't remember if it was at the beginning of the shoot or at the end of the shoot. I think it was at the end of the shoot. What was it that you mentioned at the end of the shoot, if you remember? If not, I'll bring it up.
I'm trying to remember. I do not remember.
Okay, so I'm filling the blanks, folks. One of the things that Mattson said was that there was part of the shoot that he wasn't prepared for. He wasn't expecting it. Because I put him in situations and thought processes that he probably wasn't expecting, but he pulled it off though. You see what I'm saying? And one of those things is when I mentioned about being, you know, you gotta be ready, you gotta be flexible, but you gotta be dedicated enough to say, okay, well, I wasn't expecting to do this. I wasn't really actually prepared, but I'm here now. So I can't go home. So I need to try to pull this off. Right. And this particular day, folks, it was hot. Okay. If you've ever been in Atlanta during the summer, you know how hot it can get. We're talking about doing a photo shoot in full heat, in full sunlight, the whole nine yards. It was hot. He pulled it off, though. And again, a lot of other people would have came up with some kind of excuse. And my air conditioner is broke. I'm like, how's the air conditioner mean if they were going to be outside? And, you know, but Mattson didn't do that. He was there. He had his outfits together and everything like that. And when I start putting him in different environments, he pulled it off. So whether it be an emotion, whether it be a pose, whatever. I have him actually doing scenes out there. You know what I'm saying? I put him through the ringer, so to speak, just to push him a little bit on purpose. Okay. And I'm telling him live on radio that now, but it's okay. People need to hear that. And people need to hear how excited Mattson is about what he's doing with his career. And what he wants to do in the future. Mattson, I appreciate you coming on to the show for sure. But a couple more things before we part ways for this evening. One, How can people actually get in touch with you on social media? Because, again, with social media, what it is now, it's the main way to be able to get in contact with the talent nowadays. So where are you? Do you have any Facebook pages, Instagram, and whatnot? Go ahead and tell people how they can find you.
I do have a Facebook, and my name on my Facebook is Mance Russell. And I do have an Instagram, and my name on my Instagram page is Mance Russell. Mance Russell for Facebook and Mance Russell for Instagram.
Excellent, excellent. Any shout outs that you would like to give to anybody in particular, anything like that, or any final words before we go for the night?
No shout out.
I always throw that out there every now and again. Any final thoughts? Okay, let me ask you this. For someone who has never done it before, never modeled, never acted, never did anything, but they think they might be talented, but they've never done it before, what advice would you give them in regards to moving forward? Tell us that.
Well, I could tell them, don't ever give up on your dream. Always keep pushing yourself, because, it do take time, but if you pray about it and you believe in yourself, you're gonna be an actress or actor or a model. So don't give up. Just pray about it and keep pushing yourself, and you will get there.
And that was can't say it better than that, man. Well, Matt said, I appreciate you again taking the time out on a busy Thursday night in Atlanta. Can't wait to get to see you. Hopefully, I'm gonna try my best to go to get to your play. I can't guarantee it, but I'm gonna do my best. So when is that play? When is that play again? Where is it at? Tell everybody, because we know it's this weekend, but give some people some details so when they hear this, they will have a chance to go.
The play is going to be at Michael Bento Licensed Stage in Lithonia, Georgia. Basically, it's going to be at a church. The name of the church is called Fairfield Baptist Church in Lithonia, Georgia. I don't have the address on me, but I can go get it. Can you hold on for 1 second?
Sure, go ahead. Okay. As he's getting that address, folks, see, there you go. See, he could have just said, no, I don't have the address. I'm going to go get the address. So, see, I'm giving him time to get the address. And make sure we remind everybody what the name of the play is and everything to give people opportunity to go. He'll be able to put past his radio interview to everybody. And, of course, make sure you go to his Facebook, his Instagram page. It'll be on there, too, I'm pretty sure. So that's what it's all about, especially when you're on live radio. If you're not, if you're afraid to promote yourself, what are you really doing, right? Let us know when you have that address, man.
I got the address. The address is 6133 Redan Road, Lithonia, Georgia. Michael Benton Light Center Stage at Fairfield Baptist Church, and doors open at 6:30 p.m. And that's on Saturday.
You've been at Redan Road forever. See, I might have to go this give us the address one more time.
6133 Redan Road, Lithonia, Georgia.
And what's the name of the play one more time?
It's called Love and Happiness, Gospel Stage Play.
Well, I can hear you excited, Manson. I'm really happy for you. If I don't make it, I know you're going to do well. You'll be able to tell me how it went. After the fact, if I'm there, I get to see you in person. So either way, I know it's going to be a big deal. Really happy for you. And one more time, I appreciate you being on the show. And we'll look forward to seeing you again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right, man. Take care.
You too. Bye.
That was Mr. Manson Russell. You can, again, pull him up on Facebook and Instagram under his name there. You can find him. You can go to my page, IMTN Worldwide, on Instagram and find him there as well. You'll see some pictures that I took of him. I have a couple more, actually, to finish out, along with his published article. He's going to have an article about himself that will go online very soon. So, again, it's all about your development. It's all about production. It's all about being progressive when it comes to being a talent and you just have to believe that you can do it. So hopefully this helped a lot of people out there who either are listening live or are going to listen in the near future. I know Madison is going to have everybody listening to this over the next couple of days. He did a great job kind of, you know, talking about himself. You know, sometimes it's hard to talk about yourself. And when you're asked a question, sometimes it's like, I've never even thought about that before. You know, and it's not the easiest thing in the world. So that's one thing that radio does help out with as far as that goes. So appreciate Madison for coming on to the show. That's going to do it for tonight. This is a short show, but we're going to have some more coming up in the very near future. Can't wait. One thing I do want to mention, definitely apologize for those who were anticipating last night's Around the ATL. Unfortunately, we had to abruptly cancel the show for some major technical difficulties that had nothing to do with Around the ATL. So we'll try to make it up sometime this weekend, somehow or another, make sure we don't miss a week. Last night was supposed to be the 66th episode, so I'm not really trying to let that go necessarily. So you never know. We might do a show tomorrow night. Never know. Friday night. That being said, y'all make sure you follow, like the Facebook page on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Follow the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio. You want to listen to all of our shows? Go to Spreaker.com. Download the app to your smartphone and follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page on Spreaker. Do the same thing on iHeartRadio. You know what iHeartRadio is, right? Go ahead. Follow the pages there. We have the Women in Business Show, Men in Business Show. We have the IMTN Music Show. We have the Top 5 Show. We have the Books to Read Show. We have so many different programs on, and of course, Around the ATL, my sports show, to find out more about who people really are out there in the different industries and things of that nature, just like tonight's show on IMTN Worldwide Radio, the flagship of the station. So that being said, we're going to get out of here. Y'all take care. I will be in Atlanta this weekend. I'll be shooting. I have a fashion shoot and two other shoots I'm supposed to be doing. So if you are someone, you might be listening to this or will listen to this in the near future, and you still need some images, portfolios, headshots, media, make sure you email me tonight or whenever you hear this, chris@imtnworldwide.com for booking information. I got a special that will end at the end of summer, the last day of summer. I have a special going on that's going to end. You can get a three-look photo shoot for $100. That's not a bad deal. So make sure you tune in for that as well. That being said, y'all take care. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all. Oh, I just got a message from someone that said thanks. That really helped me out. So let's do the ending again. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Peace. We'll be right back.